You, my friend, are listening to the Happy Hearthstone. This episode is brought to you by listeners just like you. But if you've been listening a while, you know that, don't you? What you may not know is that these awesome people are making this show happen every week. Anna O, John M, Roger A, Alex B, Corey S, Samurai Flea, Jason A, Nate Dog, Apex Predator, Alex B, John M, James W, Trey H, Forrest B, and Chris B. Thank you so much for supporting the show. You can join them over at patreon.com/thehappyhearthstone. Got an awesome giveaway for you guys coming up. I'll tell you about it a little later. Hello and welcome to episode 131 of the Happy Hearthstone, the longest running Hearthstone podcast in the history of space and time and cards. I'm your host, Andrew Brown. This week, it's you and me. Me and you. Me and you. And you and me. So happy together. That's almost too perfect and it just came off the top of my head. So I'm going to use that again. I'm really excited to be here with you. We are in the throes of one of the three extremely exciting times for us Hearthstone fans, which is reveal season. Lots of new cards. In fact, I'm recording this literally minutes after the reveal stream happened this past Monday, so I've got all of my hot takes for you on that. This will probably be a little shorter of an episode, and I know when I say that, I always go to the full length, but I really am shooting for about 30 to 45 minutes here because my daughter is sleeping right now. And she is on her nap, and I don't know how long she's going to be. And so I'm going to need to wrap it up, unfortunately, because of that. But we'll have plenty of time to talk through what I'm learning and thinking through as we're entering into a new season. And do a little bit of hot takes on some of the cards that we saw. It'll be very abbreviated because we're saving all of it for the big review episodes, which I know a lot of you are looking forward to. I'm looking forward to, and Wicked Good is looking forward to, because we just have a blast making those every time. Even though we're completely exhausted at the end of recording each one, it's always an exciting time. So Boomsday is upon us, and so let's talk about why I am happy today. The first reason is because this week I'm going out with my family to visit my family. So I grew up in the Dallas area, and my parents are still out there, so we're going to spend some good time with them. I heard that down there the temperature has hit 109 this past weekend, so we're going to be spending a lot of time by the pool, I think. Summers are a little bit nicer out here in Colorado, where especially we don't have to deal with the humidity that they're dealing with down there. But it'll be great to see family. I haven't met my newest niece yet, who is a few months old, so really excited to see her and the rest of my fam. It'll be a really good time. And with that, my wife and daughter are actually going out a couple nights before, because my wife works in the school system, so she has more flexibility with her time during the summer than I do. So I'm going to have a couple nights to myself, which honestly, I'm sure everybody who is a family man can attest to, or family woman, that it's great having your family and you can't imagine your life any other way. But those few times where you get a night, two nights, a week or something to yourself are just these pure moments of bliss that you really, really do a lot for your heart. So I'm really looking forward to that. In fact, I'm probably going to be streaming a bit at twitch.tv/AndrewIsLiving. So be sure that you're following on me on there so you can know when my sporadic streams happen. Or I'll, of course, always post about them on my Twitter at AndrewIsLiving as well. And hopefully I can get out from the rank 5 throws that I've been in. That word throws, I don't think it means what you think it means. I've used it in two different contexts, so it probably means something else. I'm watching all my words because Blister Guy reminded me that one of the phrases I use all the time, soup to nuts, is something that doesn't necessarily always come across. I'm glad some people actually backed me up on Twitter that they had heard it before. But as a communicator, sometimes you get into these ruts where you use the same phraseology over and over and over again. It starts to kind of lose its punch. So I need to watch myself with those things and always strive better for better content. So really looking forward to time with the family, a little bit of time on my own. And of course, I'm extremely happy because it is Boomsday time. The Mad Doctor himself is out and about, and we're seeing a lot of his creations, a lot of his experiments. This reveal stream, though it started off a bit wonky and rough, did get much better very quickly. They were having some audio issues at the beginning, but we got to see a lot of new cards, lots of really exciting stuff. We got to see one new legendary spell and several epics, a couple commons, I believe. So some really cool stuff there. I don't know about you guys, but I'm going to throw out my biggest prediction for this set. We've seen some really powerful low-cost mechs and some, or I guess just really one, the unpowered frame bot that we talked about last week with Watchmen. And we've seen several magnetic mechs that seem really powerful. The big power about the magnetic keyword is that it's flexible, right? You have the option to buff something if you have it on the board, or if you don't have something to buff, you can just play it as is, and it's fine like that as well. All we really need is one magnetic mech that is either two cost or three cost, and it doesn't even need to be good, it just needs to be not bad. And I think that there is going to be a neutral mech zoo shell that gets played out in several different classes. Obviously, Warrior we've seen a little bit of, so I anticipate that being one of them, especially with Boom himself coming in that class. And Hunter's really the only one we've seen. I don't know that that one's really what we're looking for that kind of playstyle, so I'm thinking it's going to be something else, probably like Paladin or maybe even Rogue, depending on the rest of the stuff we see. Shaman could be it as well. So I just have this big gut feeling that I can't get over that we're going to see something along those lines. So I'm hoping I'm right. I'm willing to go a bit over the top as far as my predictions go, because I don't like making big predictions, but I just have this feeling that that is really going to be a thing, and all we need to see really is the one or two that really take it over the top. So looking forward to our new mech zoo overlords. I want to talk about just two cards pretty quickly and just give you my initial thoughts on them, because we don't have time to get into too many of them, and I want to save the bulk of it for the big shows, but I feel like we can at least just mention some of these. So one of the really exciting cards that we saw was for Mage, and it's an epic spell. It's four costs, and it's called Unexpected Results. It reads, summon two random two-cost minions, improved by spell damage. That part's in parentheses, because you should know your grammar. And they were really clear that they want, on the reveal stream, that they wanted to experiment with spell damage and make it buff some other things. And so whenever you see the spell damage, their vernacular for that coming across is that spell damage is going to affect the numerical values that you see on the card. So you can't really get it through the audio podcast, but two random minions is spelled out as two, and then two cost minions, that's the number two. So what's going to be buffed by spell damage is the cost of the minions. You're not going to be able to get up to seven random two cost minions. It'd kind of be insane. And honestly, I think it's a bit more powerful because the cost will be upgraded. So realistically, Kibler mentioned on the stream that Blood Mage Thalnos is a really easy spell damage to kind of fit into a lot of different decks and to throw in here. So for six mana, you're getting two, three cost minions randomly, which is fine. You know, this made me think of the Faceless Summoner card in Whispers of the Old Gods that was a six mana 5/5 that summoned a random, was it two or three cost minion? Can't remember, but there was sort of like a tempo bend with that, and I could see this card doing something similar to that. It doesn't really fit into anything that we see right now. I don't know that four mana for two cost minions is really enough for you to get what you want, and we've seen some very powerful zoo variants with Mage, with Murloc Mage, and have there been others? I think that that's been the big one. So I don't anticipate this being a really powerful card or something that's very deck or expansion defining necessarily, but it fits the flavor of the Science Lab very, very well. And I love that they're just trying something different, even with a mechanic like spell damage that's been in the game since the very beginning, and having it do something altogether different. So it'll be interesting to see if that sees any play. And the other one I wanted to talk about is the Demonic Project. It's a 2-mana Warlock common spell, and it reads, each player transforms a random minion in their hand into a demon. So this is another one of those project cards that we mentioned where it's going to do something for you and your opponent. Now, it showed how this works in the reveal stream. It'll pull a random minion from each person's hand, like it says, and reveal them, and then it'll transform those into random demons of any kind. Now, the hard thing about that is because it's random, your opponent could get something very good, like a Void Lord, and you can get something not so good, like a Witchwood Imp or something like that. Actually, there's far worse ones than the Witchwood Imp, but that's the first one that came to mind, at least. So this isn't like the biology project we saw for Druid, where you both definitely get an upside and you kind of get ahead on something. This is a bit more insane, a bit more RNG, a bit more random. But what's really interesting about this is that this is the second card we've ever seen that does something that messes with your opponent's hand. The other one, of course, being Dirty Rat that we saw in Mean Streets of Gadgetzan, which pulled a minion from your opponent's hand into the battlefield, which was also extremely risky, but against the right decks, it could be backbreaking. It could be something that actually changes the game, especially for combo decks, which are becoming a bit more powerful lately with Mali Druid, Shudderwalk Shaman. Demonic Project is something that could mess things up completely for them. And you know, you think about Mali Druid, obviously, Malagos is a big thing, Shudderwalk, same thing for them. But even with Shudderwalk Shaman, you think about the other cards that are important for that combo. If you take away a Life Drinker, if you take away Zola, if you take away Grumble, that knocks down the combo on its own. So it's not just a, you hope you get the one card. Obviously, you always hope that you get the main culprit that knocks it all down. But there are other cards that can lead to it being a very big tempo swing for you. So I was honestly a bit surprised to see this mechanic being used in Warlock, because we've already got Nome Feratu, which is a similar kind of thing where it's going to mess with your opponent's deck, get them, run them out of options. So now you've got two cards that are two ofs that give you a higher chance of really messing up your opponent's turns or the future of their win condition. So I think this is very powerful. I think that you are going to see it. It's going to be interesting to see if it's taken advantage of, though, because the only real upside I see is where it transforms your opponent's minion into something that, you know, it really doesn't matter whether it's a good or bad demon. All that matters is that you took away something that they needed to win the game. So it should be interesting. I'm really interested to see the rest of these project cards, because now we've seen two that are quite a bit different, but are both very powerful. So lots of great stuff in the works there. Plenty of other new cards, but I don't want to spoil all of our takes and scores and everything like that, because that will come in the form of those 2 3-hour episodes that Wicked Good and I put out in a couple weeks after we've seen everything. And so the only other news you need to know about is that the release schedule has been released with lots of great looking artwork, cool stuff down the lines. I think that many of these are probably the inventors that they've alluded to, how the Boomsday Project is, you know, each class like has its own experimental lab that's headed up by a scientist, and those scientists are going to be the legendary minions. So I think we're going to see a lot of those. We're going to see a lot of other interesting things here. There is one card in particular that looks, it is Annoyotron. And so we've already seen the Annoyo module, which is kind of like the spiritual successor to Annoyotron, but it looks like there's something Annoyotron-ish coming very, very soon. So really excited to see what that looks like and what comes from all of that. But this is going to be a daily thing. If you follow me over at Andrew is Living on Twitter, I'm doing my best to throw out some hot takes whenever cards are revealed. But now the even better place to jump into is our Discord channel for the Happy Hearthstone, where we have a bot that basically reveals all of the new cards. And we've had a lot of conversations already about the exciting stuff happening in there. I saw Red Knight was talking about how he wants to play Wild now with some of the rogue cards that have been revealed. So really cool stuff over there. Be sure to join us. I can't really give you an audio link to that, so you have to go over to thehappyhearthstone.com and look at the show notes. The link will be in big old letters to say click here to join our Discord. Definitely go and do that and be a part of the conversations happening there. And take a quick sponsor break, because you are the Happy Hearthstone. I know I say it at the end, but I wanted to just sneak it in here too and remind you that these weekly episodes are a direct result of those of you who have joined our Patreon and are supporting the show at whatever level. I know we have people starting at $1 a month who are supporting the show all the way up to the producer level and anywhere in between. Your donation, your investment in this show is helping me to do more with this. So I am always thankful when I sit behind the mic and I'm just hanging out with you that the reason we get to do this now is because of you. So I know those of you who have been thinking about joining the Patreon, this really is the time to do it, because during this time, you know, the $5 level is really the greatest value because you get weekly exclusive content where I've been talking about some decks in depth, a little bit more about mindset things and tips, things that I do. And in addition to that, during reveal season, you also get access to Wicked Good and I's Excel spreadsheet that gives you our detailed thoughts and hot take scores for each card. And I think that it's really cool because it gives you a behind-the-scenes look. If you're not sure what to think about cards, you want to see what other people are thinking, this is the most in-depth that it gets. And Steve and I always love having a little bit of fun in there, too. So you definitely want to do that. And all you have to do is join us at the $5 or above level. You'll get instant access to that Excel spreadsheet. And those of you who are giving at that level, I hope you've checked it out already, because I've been up to date on everything. I actually need to put in my scores for the reveal stream, but now is the crazy time this week and next to make that happen. So please consider joining us, patreon.com/thehappyhearthstone. It goes a long way, every little bit, to helping us to do more and create more content for you. So I'm extremely humbled, thankful, and I actually did come up with something that I want to give away in conjunction with the Boomsday Project. So I actually have a copy of this card game called Explosive Kittens. Have you heard of this game? It's kind of crazy. It's an IRL game, so it's a physical card game that you play. Party game. It's really fun. And Explosive, I realized, kind of has a little bit to do with the Boomsday Project. So it seemed like the perfect time to make this happen. So what I'm going to do is everybody who gives between now and the Boomsday Project release is going to be entered into a drawing to win this copy of Explosive Kittens sent to your front door. So it's really fun. It's a very casual game, so your friends don't have to, you know, be huge into collectible card games in order to get into it. But I actually got it from, I got a copy for myself and my wife. We played it a lot with my family, and it really is a lot of fun. So I thought this would be a great way to kind of give back to you and allow you to have some fun with your friends and family as well. So join at the Patreon at any level between now and August 7th is when the set is being released. And I'll put your name in that drawing for a physical copy of Explosive Kittens. Should be a lot of fun for you. So let's talk about our main topic for today. I'm doing well on time, so I'm gonna keep it rolling in that direction. So I have been having a rough time on the ladder this past week or two. This month, I've done about the same as I did last month. I hit rank 2 and did not do so hot after that. So this past week was actually when I got to rank 2. I can't remember what I was playing. I think it was Shudderwalk Shaman. And then I tanked all the way to rank 5 and 0 stars. Even got that elusive, you can't lose stars at this rank message. When you see that, that really is the warning sign for, hey, take a break if you've brought yourself here. And I tell you what, I've been doing a lot of thinking about this whole Witchwood meta. I know Grant and I talked more in depth last week about the different phases and stuff like that, but I wanted to talk to you about what the experience has been emotionally for me, and I'm sure for a lot of you as well. And talk about how I'm looking at this next expansion release and how I'm starting to move towards that. So hopefully there will be some really helpful things. So for me, as I look back on these past 3 months, I truly believe that this has been the most difficult expansion to hit Legend, or to just increase your goals, hit what you normally hit on the ladder. And it's so interesting to me because this came on the heels of some huge changes that were made on the ladder as far as the guarantees at ranks 20, 15, 10, and 5. I guess 20 was in there before, but not being able to fall below those. I think that we said that it would be a lot easier for people to hit Legend. And on one hand, that's true. The other thing I think we saw in Foresight was that it would also keep a lot of the same level players at the same level. So while you would keep your progress more intact than you had before when you dropped, 14, 16 ranks, I think, it would also mean that the games to get higher would be more difficult. And that certainly has been my experience, at least over the past few months. And, you know, I've hit Legend 5 times now overall. And the one time that it happened over this expansion was with Even Paladin the day before the nerfs hit. I really got this just insane stubbornness when those nerfs hit that said, I'm going to learn Even Paladin because I hadn't been able to make it work yet. And it's about to go the way of Old Yeller because it's way too powerful. I'm going to just figure this out and make it happen. And the day before, I finally got there. So that was my one accomplishment, getting to where I wanted to get ladder-wise. But since then, I've hit rank 2 a few times, but haven't been able to bust through that ceiling yet. I don't want to count myself out entirely because this meta ain't over, this month ain't over. So I've still got some time to figure it out. But it has been extremely difficult for me to find things that are consistent. And I did a little bit of digging into my Trackobot scores because especially over the past week or two, I guess this month especially, I just haven't been able to find anything consistent. So one thing that most of you should have installed Trackobot or Hearthstone Deck Tracker into your playing device. And if you're a mobile or tablet player primarily, then my condolences, because it's really tough to know data-wise how you're doing without those things. So I do play some games every now and then on my mobile phone, but most of the games I play are either on my laptop or my desktop. And so I'm able to see a large majority of my games on here. And what I will do typically, especially if I'm losing a lot in a row, is look through the past 15 games that I've played. Because that's the default view when you look at your Trackobot history, are what you played, what your opponent played, and whether you won or lost. You can also see a little bit of a breakdown of turns played and cards played and stuff like that, but that's primarily what you're looking at. So I'll look at, is there a deck that has been popping up a lot? Is there a deck that I've been losing with, winning with a lot? But one thing that's really been important for me this past week, as you know, I took the big slide from rank 2 all the way to rank 5, is to look at my current month. And I don't look at this nearly enough. I probably need to make this at least a weekly habit for myself. But as I looked at my current month, because I felt like I have not been able to be consistent with absolutely anything on the ladder. That was my overriding feeling. Nothing is working. I'm just tanking my rank. I can't, you know, I'm experimenting with a lot, which we've talked about several times, usually isn't the way to climb aggressively on the ladder. It's more about choosing a deck, sticking with it. But even on those runs where I chose a deck, I couldn't make anything happen. And so when I hit on current month and looked at my statistics, what I found out is I actually had four decks that I had more than 20 games with and had over a 50% win rate with. Really interesting, because I had no clue that that was the case. I barely squeaked out with Big Spell Mage, like a 52% win rate. Even Lock, I had a 54% win rate with. And then Zoo Lock and Odd Rogue, I had 58%, which those numbers are consistently pretty good. So I think something that I've learned is that, and I've known this about myself, I thought that I had overcome it, but the data just shows I haven't. And I'm sure that as much as Steve and I talk about what we're playing, that he would probably confirm this too, is that I am a serial deck tester. Like, I just want to know what's working, especially when somebody says that they've done well with it on the ladder, I want to adopt it, try it out, and see what happens. I want to experience the same level of success that they're experiencing. And what happens is that when you bounce from deck to deck, you forget about what you've learned in certain matchups. You're inconsistent. You're trying to learn something new. And I almost always go straight to ladder. I don't even mess around with casual, which again is a cardinal sin when it comes to ranking up. So a lot of it has been self-sabotage in those arenas. And so I have to look at that statistically and say, you know what? If I want to make legend, if I want to hit my goals before the end of this month, I really need to stick to a deck. I need to commit to playing the next 50 games with this one deck, whether it kills me or not. And especially when you get to that you can't lose stars at this rank message, that means there's nowhere to go left but up. So with that, you really can commit to those 50 games and seeing what happens. I remember there's an episode not too long ago that there was a Paladin deck I was trying out. And my first four games with it, I think I lost. And then I went on a 10-game win streak or something just insane like that. So, you know, you can't always take the assumptions that come up as you're playing through a few games. It's once you start getting in that 20 to 30 game streak that you can really make some hard decisions that, okay, this has been a 20% win rate. This deck is really not working. And that takes time investment that I know a lot of you probably don't have. For me, my gameplay has been limited. So like I had one night, I think, where I was able to lock in 15 games and I just did not do well with those games. Unfortunately, I had like a 35% win rate or something. If you're able to sink a lot of time in, you need to commit to really learning the deck, to playing a lot of games with it. And if you don't have that time, if you're just kind of sneaking in games here and there, playing whenever you can, you need to be okay with the fact that things are going to be inconsistent. It takes a lot of hard work, a lot of dedication, a lot of mindset mastery to get to a place where you can get a higher rank than you have before. And that's inherently true about any kind of competitive activity, right? You shouldn't be able to just show up on Olympic Trials Day and outrun somebody who's been running every day for the past, 12 months or something like that. And the same is true of Hearthstone. When you're queuing up against people at rank 10, rank 5, or especially at the legend ranks, you're going up against people who play this game constantly. And that means that things are going to be difficult. Doesn't mean that you can't beat them. It doesn't mean that you need to invest time that you don't have. It just means that keeping your goals in a realistic perspective is always really important. And I think that probably the Witchwood meta, though I've still played plenty of games. I mean, this month I've played just north of 200 games. So, you know, it's not like I'm just playing an hour, you know, a week on this game or anything like that. But I'm still experiencing the levels of inconsistency that I don't want. And I need to be okay with the fact that if those time frames are happening helter-skelter, when it makes sense, when I can fit it in, that's usually not going to yield the consistent results that I really want. I would love to make Legend every single month and be that caliber of a player. The fact that I'm not able to get there with the time that I've invested in, it's a little bit disheartening, but the reality is I know that I could get there if I had more time, if I was able to invest that time, you know? So for those of you who are in the hunts for hitting Legend or for hitting your next ranked goal, maybe rank 10, you've been really getting after for a while now, it's possible. And it just might take a bit more ferocity towards that goal, or aggressiveness, I guess. Not necessarily meta deck aggressive, but just aggressive in saying this is going to be a higher priority for me than it usually is. And of course, for all of the casual listeners, for the people who enjoy playing this game for fun, let this wash over you as something like if that becomes you at a certain day, then you can let that happen. But I know we got plenty of listeners who I just love coming on and playing some wacky deck that I've created myself. That's great. I in fact, in ways I envy that mindset because you're able to achieve that goal a lot more simply than necessarily hitting a certain win rate, figuring out the right deck, all that kind of stuff. And I think for all of us, you know, I remind you this of this every expansion release, you're never going to have this meta again. So if there's something you've been meaning to do, some archetype you've been wanting to tinker with, I realize I have not played much token druid. So especially again, when I'm at the rank floor and I can't lose much, I'm going to hammer some token druid decks and just see what happens. See if I can at least learn it, because I'm not going to get a chance to play token druid in this meta ever again. And we'll see how effective it is next meta, but at least I can know the things about it going into that maybe I wouldn't have any other way. So, you know, during a meta that is as diverse as it is, I've seen people hitting Legend with Odd Rogue, with Zulok, with Even Lock, with Even Shaman, Odd Paladin, Big Spell Mage, Token Druid, Big Druid. There's so many kinds of decks that you can hit Legend with, that you can hit your goals with. And more than anything, I want you to know that whether you hit those goals or not, don't think less of yourself. Don't think less of yourself as a player. And always recognize that there's an opportunity to bounce back, even if it's not during this meta. You know, I have not had the greatest success during this meta. That does not mean that I am doomed when the boom comes. In fact, there's more of an opportunity than ever for me to learn quickly, to try out new stuff, and to really get a new, have a chance to hit the reset button, as it were, on my goals and what I want to achieve during that time. So enjoy the rest of this meta, but recognize that if you've been in a place where you've been maybe a little frustrated, confused like I have, it's okay. And there's a new day coming. There's a booms day coming. So that was not even really funny. That was just taking the low-hanging fruit. As I mentioned, I do need to keep this episode rolling so I can go take care of little Lucy when she comes up. What I am really excited to tell you, though, is that we had an iTunes review this week. Woo woo! These are a big deal. They're a really big deal. And I was thinking about it, actually, this past week before I even saw we got a new one, that I don't thank those of you who have left an iTunes review enough. So I have to tell you, if you have left an iTunes review and you know who you are, give yourself a little pat on the back. It's okay. A little pat on the back, because you did the right thing. And I'm so incredibly thankful. It helps out so much for people to find the show. And I love reading these on the show as just a very brief way of saying thank you. So this one's from Sunbird Risen. The title is Exceptional Podcast. Wow, thank you. 5 stars. And it reads, okay, so this is going to be a little long. I used to listen to the podcast like 2 years ago and Josh ran it then. I really enjoyed and loved it then. And so initially when I realized the host had been changed, I was kind of disappointed. Tuesday's Boomsday episode was the first I listened to and my disappointment quickly faded. I really enjoyed the episode, but what I loved most was how genuine y'all were in what makes you happy section. I've been on a 2-year hiatus from Hearthstone and gaming in general on a service mission, and that just reminded me of all the happiness I felt then. On top of that, I just very much enjoy your commentary on the game in general. Keep going and spreading that positivity, boys. Also, if you are ever in dire need of a guest, hit me up. Okay, so there's a lot of things for me to respond to here, but overall, thank you so much. I'm so glad that the show has carried on as far as what you enjoy since when Josh hosted. You know, the what's why I'm happy section is something that he started at the very beginning. So, we got to keep that going for sure. And certainly as long as I'm here, there's always going to be a bend that kind of hits outside of game what's most important, because Hearthstone is something that I enjoy so much, and I know if you're listening to this podcast, you do too, but there are a million other things that are so much more important than this game, so I always want to bring those in some way, and I'm glad to hear that it sounds like we kind of hit that stride for you. So Sunbird Risen, thank you so much. I don't have any contact information for you, so Sunbird, if you would like to be on the show, please send me an email at thehappyhearthstone@gmail.com, and I'd love to get you on the list. Also, if anyone else, of course, is listening and would like to do that, same thing. Just send me an email and I would love to have you on a future episode. But for those of you who have not yet left an iTunes review, please go and do that. It takes you 5 minutes or less. If you actually have the Apple Podcast app installed on your iPhone already, it takes even less time. You're listening to this episode right now. You might be able to actually click a link on this, so you could pause it and do it in maybe less than a minute. Hitting that 5-star button and then writing something that's even briefer. It could be really love this show, or I'd love to hear the reasons why. And I think people really enjoy seeing that as well. Like, what can I expect from a show called The Happy Hearthstone? I don't know anything other than that name. Helps out a lot. So thank you so much, Sunbird Risen, all of you who have done that in the past, and can't wait to read some more as we go on into the future. Okay, card of the week. I've got a little something for you that I think some of you are going to enjoy and some of you are just going to shake your head at the entire time, okay? Here we go. We're from the nether, Spite, you ain't going down without a fight. What? You thought you could stroll through the laboratories of you-know-who? Well, listen up here, cause your future's pretty clear. There's gonna be a lot of RNG. You'll be praying for your humanity. But what you don't see is the possibility for a lot of great mechs to be equipped with synergy. For the rest of the game has a lot of staying power. Bet you didn't know this'll be your final hour. You didn't know that I was here in my lab? Well, it's alright. It's alright. I guess I got a new experiment rat. Well, it's all right. It's all right. Boom! Here comes a boom! Ready or not, the doctor is in and we'll see you now. Boom! Here comes a boom! Ready or not, my mad genius will rock you down. You knew that was coming, right? Come on. We had to talk about Dr. Boom, the mad genius himself. And seeing his greetings emote immediately reminded me of that song, so I hope you enjoyed that throwback. Dr. Boom, Mad Genius, is a 7-cost hero card for Warrior, legendary of course. He will give you 7 armor if you miss that, so a little bit extra. And he reads Battle Cry for the rest of the game, your mechs have Rush. So that's really exciting. We've been hypothesizing and wondering what Dr. Boom would be. I was hoping we'd see him in this reveal stream because we saw Hagatha last time in that first initial reveal. So been wondering what he would be. He's here. He does have a huge mech synergy. Wow, your mechs have Rush for the rest of the game. That's a really big deal. So basically any mechs in your deck will be more powerful than they were before. You know, with a magnetic, you can buff them up to do more. This is just, it's hard to, actually, you know what, the really easy way to explain how valuable this is because Houndmaster Shaw has proven to be so powerful in pretty much any Hunter deck. And he has taunt practically because your opponent knows, oh shoot, they're going to be able to trade for their favor every single turn, as long as Shaw's on the board. So we need to get rid of him so that Rush isn't a thing for this game. Well, with Dr. Boom, your opponent doesn't have an opportunity to change things up. This is just a battle cry that takes into play. It's kind of like Frostlich Jaina, where all the elementals have lifesteal for the rest of the game. This is the same thing. So really powerful there. But that's not really the exciting part about Dr. Boom. What's really exciting is his hero power. Dr. Boom is crazy, and in the reveal stream, they mentioned he's got this, you know, huge robotic mech suit, and the whole idea is that he's got this big red button on the suit. And he doesn't really know what it does, but he just keeps on smashing it. And that's kind of the flavor. I love it. It sounds totally like Dr. Boom. And, you know, this is, like I mentioned, right after they did the reveal trailer, so I hope that most of this is accurate. I'm really sorry if it's not. I'm pretty sure it is. But there could be some things that I'll need to tell you about next week, or you can hear from other podcasts. In what they showed us, they showed us 6 hero powers. But from what I understood, one of them is just what you'll see on the collectible screen. It's not actually an activator. So that hero power is Big Red Button. It's 2 mana. And it reads, hero power, activate this turn's mech suit power. I was really confused when I saw this at first because I was like, that doesn't really fit with everything else. But the way Peter Whalen described it, I think, is that you'll just see this when you hover over Dr. Boom in your hand or when you're looking at him on the collectible screen or something like that. This is just what shows. It's not actually what will happen. There are 5 other hero powers that Dr. Boom will cycle through at the end of every single turn. Those hero powers are Micro Squad, which summons 3/1/1 microbots, Zap Cannon, deal 3 damage, Blast Shield, gain 7 armor, Kaboom in all capitals and exclamation point, deal 1 damage to all enemies, and Delivery Drone, discover a mech. So at the end of each turn, your hero power will transform from one of these to another. And Peter Whalen said the only stipulation on that is that you'll never have the same hero power twice. But other than that, it's completely randomized. So you'll have a 25% chance of it hitting one of the other 4 on each turn. So, I mean, this just feels so in line with who Dr. Boom is that it's ridiculous. It's over the top. These are very powerful effects. So the big thing with summoning 3/1/1 microbots is because those are mechs, they have Rush because you've played Dr. Boom already. So you think about it, you summon 3/1/1s with Rush, and you could use Magnetic on any of those that you need to, or any other buff spells that you might have. I guess Warrior doesn't really have any buff spells. Rampage? You could play Rampage? That's the only one that's coming to mind right now. I'm sure there's another one I'm forgetting. Dealing 3 damage for 2 mana, obviously extremely powerful. Yeah, gain 7 armor. That is a lot of armor. Yeah, deal 1 damage to all enemies. So this is even better than Whirlwind because it doesn't necessitate that your deck takes advantage of, you know, Enrage mechanics and stuff. Enrage isn't even a thing anymore. But dealing damage to your own minions being a good thing, you can just play kind of that Zoo-ish deck I mentioned from the beginning. And then discovering a mech is really powerful, just being able to pull a card out of nowhere, and then that mech is going to have Rush from playing Dr. Boom. So I think that this is going to be it's going to be more fun than anything, because, I mean, just playing as Dr. Boom we knew would be crazy, but this is, I think that there's a lot of potential here for these, because all these hero powers are very powerful on their own, and, you know, you will be praying to Yogg that you get the exact hero power you need every now and then, but even without that, I think you're never going to be completely disappointed. I think it's cool that he has a little bit of extra armor, since, you know, you're sacrificing a bit of consistency as opposed to basically every other hero card. Maybe not Hagatha, since her effect is random as well. But I am so excited for this card. I am definitely going to craft him on day one if I don't get him for my packs. I'm even considering creating the golden one just because I want to see all of these hero powers in golden. And I'm sure his old mech suit is just going to be insane too. So those of you who get him, I don't know, I could get it too from that free golden legendary in the pre-order. Everybody is going to be jealous of you. But lots of exciting stuff to happen with Dr. Boom with this entire expansion. I hope that you are as psyched as I am, because this is going to be a lot of fun. Well, hey, I'm closing out the show and showing that we're at around 35, 40 minutes. So I basically did what I said I'd do, and I'm proud of that. But before I close out, I want to remind you, as I did during the sponsor break, you are the happy Hearthstone. This show exists for you. It does not exist without you. Did you know that? I haven't gone that extreme, but it's true. I'm so thankful for those of you who have maybe come back to the show, sort of like Sunbird mentioned. Or for those of you who have been listening for a long time, it means the world that you take some time out of your insane schedule to listen and just enjoy the community that we're a part of here. And for those of you who have been listening for a while, I really ask you to consider joining our Patreon, because you can get more out of this show by investing in it there. Get some of that exclusive content, get access to the spreadsheets and all of that, and help us hit more goals so that we can do more. We've got those live streams in our sights for recording the episodes. I can't wait to hit that so we can interact more with each other. But it's going to take more people jumping on and being a part of what we're doing. So go on there, starting at just $1 a month. You can make an impact and really help us to grow the show that we all love so much. Patreon.com/thehappyhearthstone. And of course, I have to thank our 3 producers of the show who are giving at the highest level, Jordan L., Red Knight, and Risen. You 3 are the real deal. I am so thankful for each of you and for the impact that you're making on this show. I love getting to hang out with you guys and just enjoy talking about the game with you individually and corporately through this community. So thank you for allowing us to do more, for really being incredibly invested. And I know I speak on behalf of a lot of listeners of the show who maybe can't give right now, or this isn't a time where it makes sense, that they also are very thankful for your investment, because you're helping to just shoulder quite a bit of the load for us to be able to improve and be better for the future. So thank you to each of you, and you guys are awesome. As always, you can check out all of the links for the Happy Hearthstone at thehappyhearthstone.com. There's links to the Google Plus community, which is still thriving and so much fun. You can find my Twitter, the show's Twitter. And again, email me at thehappyhearthstone@gmail.com if you have ideas for the show. We actually had somebody request a guest for the show that I've been working on, so that should be really exciting. So even if you have ideas for stuff like that that you'd like to see, please throw them my way. I can't ever guarantee anything, but I love to hear what you're thinking about and what you'd love to hear, and I will certainly do everything in my power to make those things happen. And that's about all I got for you. I do want to leave you with a big old teaser, though. Next week's show is going to blow your mind, because I have got, if everything goes through, and it should, an extremely special guest who will be on the show this upcoming week. I can't spoil it because it's just that exciting. I'll give our patrons a little bit of a sneak peek this week, And actually, they'll get access to the episode early as well. $2 or above, you get early access to episodes. So they will all know. But I will tell you, you won't get hung up on the episode. You will just love it a lot, a lot, a lot. So I'm really excited for that. It's going to be a special one as we get ready for Boomsday. And thank you for visiting the Happy Hearthstone and having a little fun with us. I'll see you next time.